So our listener, Emma, in a situation maybe you can relate to, it involves a decision she and her boyfriend made about a week ago. Let's get into group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I love your show.
Thank you.
And how much you brighten my day.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time to read my message. I don't know if this is fitting for your group therapy because it's not all about cheating or scandal, but I need help.
She knows.
LOL. I have a dog who's almost 10, and he's spoiled rotten, gets everyone's attention. Mm-hmm. But after a lot of conversations, me and my boyfriend decided to get a puppy who's 8 weeks, and we got her exactly a week ago, and it's been rough.
Rough.
The older dog wants nothing to do with her. Mm. She keeps trying to play with him. The older dog constantly is in a corner alone because he doesn't want the puppy near him. When the puppy tries to playfully jump towards him, he growls and bares his teeth. And trust me, he's not a mean dog. But also doesn't want to play with us and doesn't even do tricks or treats anymore, which he would do in a heartbeat.
Aw.
I don't know if we've made a terrible decision to get this puppy. I'm afraid that my older dog will get so stressed and depressed about the situation, he'll just die. Does that happen?
Wow.
So, we always play with him first when we get home, and I've read a lot about that, but nothing's working, and I know it's only been a week, but I want to make sure that I do everything I can to help them get along. And I'm reaching out hoping that maybe some of your listeners has some good advice on how to handle the two dogs and what to do. Thanks in advance.
Yeah, I think, again, I've integrated not two dogs together. Now, you've integrated dogs together.
Yes, and I think there is a thing to be said about the way older dog, like senior citizen dog and puppy.
Yeah.
I think that's where it's tough
but
because
sometimes
of
you
that
read,
puppy energy.
Yeah, but sometimes you read, like, they need that young energy sometimes,
maybe,
right?
Yes. But how do you, there probably needs to be some sort of things that they need, steps they need to take or things that they can do to try to integrate them in a slower, other than just let them
just be in the same
exactly,
space.
Exactly, because the puppy's going to be probably a little much
right.
until maybe you do increments of introducing. I don't know. I'm sure that there are techniques that expert pet people can suggest on how to maybe make the older dog still feel like it's his space.
I mean, I also think it's only been a week. Like, time's going to help, too, wouldn't
hopefully.
It?
Hopefully.
Because I have cats, and I've integrated cats before, and cats, I feel like, are more finicky and temperamental than dogs.
But they're also, I think, can be a little on the jerk side, right? Like, they'll, whatever.
Yeah, cats are definitely.
They have a little attitude like,
yes, for
fine,
sure.
You do you, just stay away from me, and that's fine, still my space. I think dogs are a little bit more sensitive.
502-795-1997. I don't know if you have any suggestions. We'll take some of those coming up.
We need pet whispers.
All right, group therapy on the way on 99.7 DJX. All right, so Emma is in a situation where she and her boyfriend just got an eight-week-old puppy. It's 99.7 DJX. Problem is,
10-year-old dog doesn't like it.
That's right. And she's like, this is, I'm worried. I'm a week in, and they are not warming up to each other. And what do I do?
So we've all agreed that there are some other people saying, well, that was a terrible mistake.
There are people that are saying terrible mistake.
Yes, but
that's the worst thing you could have done.
There are others who are rolling in saying, hey, it has only been a week.
Mm-hmm.
You can still go back and kind of fix this a little bit.
Mm.
So we've got several people that are rolling in on the text line. We've got an actual like dog trainer.
Yeah, Alexis says keep them in separate rooms.
Yes.
Older one has time to adjust. Do small play sessions in a neutral location. Give it time. Neutral locations can be as simple as a walk together, so there are distractions.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Nikki is also giving like a full step-by-step protocol of what she can go back and do on FaceTime or Facebook. Start somewhere neutral.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I think about that, that's what we did when we integrated Peaches with the other two, because again, they were older dogs.
Yeah, right.
And we were in the backyard when they first saw each other and then started kind of running around playing. They had to like sniff each other. Of course, Peaches was really aggressive at first and just wanted to play and all the things. But yeah, started in the backyard. And then that helped when it got into the house. But they said, don't bring the puppy straight into your senior dog's territory. Meet outside somewhere neither dog considers theirs. Have two handlers, one for each dog on loose leashes. Start with distance. Let them see each other several feet away without forcing interaction. And reward your senior dog for calmly looking at the puppy and then looking back at you. And then decrease the distance if both dogs seem like they're still relaxed. And then just kind of let them ease into it. Repeat that maybe several times.
That reminds me of when I was integrating cats. They say a lot of times to put one in a room and shut the door. And so the other cats can kind of go up to the room and kind of sniff and get the scent of the new cat before you kind of open the door. However, anymore, we're just kind of like, we ain't got time for that. And so we just toss them all into a room and let them figure it all out, which
in this
can be
situation,
good or cannot be good, right?
Right. I mean, your dog, the senior dog's already showed like severe signs that he's stressed out with the showing the teeth and growling and all that kind of stuff. So maybe we do a restart
and
start integrating them in a little bit more in little phases.
You do what our listener, Dr. Aaron, suggested on text and said, cover the puppy with peanut butter. There you go. Perfect.
This is my new favorite treat. That's great.
I love this. I love this. But a lot of people are just like, give it some time.
Well, yeah, Andrea's like, good Lord, I feel like this is not that deep. They'll get along after a while. The puppy starts to chill out. They'll be best buddies before you know it.
All right, so there you go. Good luck.
But maybe in the meantime, separate them a little bit. Give the senior dog, just to let them know there's still a space.
Yeah.
And this could be a new buddy.
All right, good deal. Hope that helps. Maybe if you're going through that too, you can see some of the suggestions Ben and Kelly Show.
And go talk to a professional dog trainer too. They'll give you some great tips on how to integrate the two.
Or talk to us. We just did it.
Oh, because we're professionals.
That's right. That's group therapy.